from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring science and the environment. One in six Americans will experience a major episode of depression at some point in their lives. And yet the drugs commonly used to treat the disease often don't work or bring crippling side effects. Some local researchers believe the future of depression treatment may not be in pill form at all, but rather with magnets, as Amy Standen reports.
On the day I met her, Myra Gishy was dressed in a bright blue printed dress with matching jewelry and eyeshadow. Vivacious and quick to laugh, Myra says even she was surprised by the force of what hit her 12 years ago.
I had truly never experienced a day of depression, not what I know depression is now, never in my life.
But after the birth of her first child, Myra's postpartum anxiety developed into something much worse.
There's days I just couldn't move. I just felt paralyzed in such a dark, it's so hard to explain, but just like all hope was gone, all hope.
Over the next decade, Myra would try out dozens of antidepressant drugs, which either didn't work or delivered intolerable side effects. In 2007, her psychiatrist recommended a different approach, something called transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Are you ready, Myra?
I'm ready.
As Myra reclines in her chair, Dr. Brett Schneider positions a plastic paddle about the size of your hand over the upper left side of Myra's forehead. He flips a switch. A series of fast magnetic pulses, 10 per second, flows through the paddles into Myra's skull.
How did that feel?
Fine.
Transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, is typically given in courses of 20 sessions, three a week. It's largely painless and has no major side effects. TMS has been the subject of at least 30 clinical trials and has been approved by the FDA, but its availability is still pretty limited. TMS doesn't work for everyone. Studies show that about a third of patients experience a remission of their disease, but that includes Myra. She may return every year or so for maintenance sessions, and she continues to take an antidepressant, but she says the effect of that initial round of TMS was life-changing.
The depression just lifted, and within a week, I was pretty much, I'd say 90%.
TMS is still a last-line treatment for major depression, available only to those like Myra, for whom drugs have largely failed. One reason is cost. Insurance companies don't cover TMS, which puts its out-of-pocket cost at about $5,000. But while TMS is experimental, it's based on a well-established principle that electricity can reduce the symptoms of depression. Again, here's Dr. Brett Schneider. He's a consulting assistant professor at Stanford and a practicing psychiatrist in Portola Valley.
Each time the magnet pulses, a very small electrical current is induced in the salt water that's in the brain, including in the inside of the nerve cells. And this causes the nerve cell that's affected to fire a message at the next neurons that it communicates with.
TMS can be traced back to another depression treatment. In fact, what's widely considered the most effective antidepressant out there, electroshock therapy, or ECT, which was memorialized in this harrowing scene from the 1975 movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, starring Jack Nicholson.
Okay, this won't hurt. It'll be over in just a moment.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Conductin.
A little dab will do you.
Now, modern ECT is not what we saw in the movies. For one thing, it's performed under general anesthesia, usually on severely depressed patients. Some of that work takes place at the University of California's Langley Porter Psychiatric Institute in San Francisco, where Stephen Hall is a clinical professor.
It is a treatment that dates back to the late 1930s, and it involves the application of an electric current to the brain producing a seizure.
While ECT is 80% effective, researchers still consider it a bit of a blunt instrument. That's because it affects the whole brain, not just the parts associated with depression.
Our job, as I see it in the coming decades, is to sort out what is so unique about ECT that we can distill out of that treatment and get to with some of these other approaches.
And that's where TMS comes in. TMS does not cause seizure or require anesthesia, and unlike both ECT and antidepressant drugs, it stimulates just a small part of the brain's frontal lobe, which means fewer side effects.
Remember, antidepressant medications produce changes in alertness. They can produce sexual dysfunction, nausea, constipation, all kinds of side effects, right? Whereas the electrical treatments don't produce any of that, really. And as we refine them, you know, if you want to look 50 years down the line, You may not need to go to a doctor's office for this sort of thing. It may be something you have at home.
TMS is not there yet, but, says Hall, it's a step in the right direction. One day, he says, we may be able to stimulate precisely the parts of the brain responsible for all kinds of disorders, from depression to Parkinson's and OCD.
And if we can target that neural circuitry and apply just the amount of energy that's required to relieve symptoms, we will have made a great deal of progress in psychiatry. It's one of the holy grails within psychiatry.
For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
You'll find more on TMS and MRI images of a depressed brain on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.